Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Alrighty, so no Michigan State last week, so there's really nothing to talk about much with them. But we have a lot something to talk about in the Big Ten, and the fact is the Big Ten has the top two ranked teams in the country with Ohio State and Oregon. Would you take the Buckeyes and the Ducks versus the field to win the national championship right now?
Well, I mean, the easy answer is no, because you want the options of all the other teams and all the wild things that can happen. But I would even take Ohio State out of the equation and say I would take Oregon over the field, because you have something that seems to rarely happen in college football right now. You got Dante Moore, who sat in the system last year behind Dylan Gabriel, learned, and now all of a sudden you're seeing not a freshman, not a first-time guy, because he had time when he was at UCLA. I think it's Oregon, and some of it has to do with Dan Lanning. I just trust Dan Lanning more than I trust Ryan Day, Mario Cristobal, Lane Kiffin, Brent Venables. Like and certainly James Franklin.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of what they're doing in Oregon. You're giving me Ohio State on top of it? Yes, I would take them over the field. SEC who?
Well, this would then be, you're both saying, a third consecutive Big Ten national champion.
Yes. I'll say again, SEC who?
Well, speaking of them, the SEC has 10 teams ranked in the top 25. Who's the best team in the SEC?
Look, this is a really tough question, and it changes week to week. Right now, I would tell you it's Alabama. They have the most impressive win at Georgia. I would take the Tide.
And they got trucked by Florida State, then lost to Virginia.
I'll say again, SEC who?
Yeah, because then you look at Texas A&M. I mean, they don't have any losses, but they've beaten Notre Dame and Auburn. But what do those mean, really? Because Oklahoma handled Auburn. They obviously handled Michigan. But they don't have John Mateer for how long? Ole Miss, do you really trust Lane Kiffin? I mean, okay, big win over LSU. But I guess I got to say Alabama, too. As much as I can't discount the loss to Florida State, it just, they're playing the best right now.
It's not going to hurt them in conference, right? That's the other thing.
Yeah. A bonus point on this one. How many times do you guys think I can ask this question this year?
Oh, you could ask the same question next week. You could almost ask it weekly.
We won't do that. All right. Tom Brady has been quite critical lately about the current state of college football and what it's doing to quarterbacks in terms of entering the NFL. Do you think college quarterbacks are as unprepared as ever to enter the NFL?
I think everyone is as unprepared as ever because of the way that they've pulled back on all the practice. And yeah, I know there's a lot of things that go into the quarterback situation. And I think Dante Moore is going about it the right way. He did transfer, but he did some playing time. As I mentioned, he sat behind Dylan Gabriel. He's actually developing. You're not having players develop. And I'm gonna get away from the quarterback just a little bit, but if you have some of these college players, skilled position, and I'd throw an offensive lineman unless you're elite like Penei Sewell, when you go to the NFL, if you have an organization that is willing to be patient with you, how many times have we asked the question of Dan Campbell, are you going to play Amon-Ra St. Brown more as a rookie? Are you going to play Jahmyr Gibbs more as a rookie? When are we going to see Tesla more as a rookie? Jack Campbell, J-Mo. Now, J-Mo was hurt, but we wanted to see more of him. Like, they're patient. They're developing their rookies because they have to.
Specifically with quarterbacks, yes. We have a lot of dumbed-down offense where sometimes the coaches are making the calls from the sideline. They're not a lot of second and third reads. And you're right. There's not a lot of chemistry in the system with the transfer portal. So these guys are as unprepared as they've ever been.
Yeah, and you just see what's happening with Cam Ward right now. And it's like, why is he playing? Why didn't they get a vet and just let him sit and watch? And that we'll get to them later. That organization turned into a train wreck right now. All right, Monday night, our Lions Review show was debating Amon-Ra St. Brown and who he best compares to at wide receiver. Who do you guys think St. Brown compares to?
So I used to say Hines Ward because of the blocking and the unselfishness and kind of the workmanlike attitude. But St. Brown's a better player than Hines Ward. So I think it's a combo of Ward and Steve Smith. That feisty, competitive, not a big body receiver, but a highly productive two-time All-Pro. I think that's the comp.
So it's really hard to find one guy, right? And so I'm going to go kind of the same thing. I had, uniquely enough, those two guys. I'll throw in another one because what's unique about Amon-Ra St. Brown is he's a smaller receiver. So can you really say, you know, Randy Moss? No, because he's not the same, but his numbers are very similar. I'm going to throw in a mix of Hines Ward, Steve Smith, and Larry Fitzgerald.
I like that. Because reliable, dependable.
He doesn't drop balls. When there's a drop, you're like, oh my gosh, is Amon-Ra St. Brown okay? Is he healthy? Does he have a hand? Like, that is the mentality you have. And Larry Fitzgerald is famous for never dropping balls.
Yeah, good one. I like it. The guys actually came up with, they were searching, and it took them a while to get Smith and Hines Ward. I've always said Hines Ward, but I agree with you, Jimmy. I think St. Brown's a better route runner.
Yep.
The Ravens are 1-3 and have given up 133 points. However, they are still the betting favorite to win the AFC North. Will the Ravens win their division?
I still think so because I don't trust Pittsburgh. Although Pittsburgh's not playing a first place schedule, but they will play each other twice, and I still think the Ravens are the better team. I think they'll eventually get it right. And now some of it just depends on how long Lamar Jackson is out. Can they win a couple of games without him? But I think that they do win the division. Now, this may be a division where it's only 9 wins.
That's kind of my read. Steelers aren't going to run away with this. The Ravens still have 5 more games in division. Lamar's not season ending. They're going to win this division.
Just saying the Steelers can go, what, 7-5 and get to 10 wins? So, I don't know, man. Ravens better pick it up very quick here.
Yeah, but, I mean, when you look at the schedule, I know they got the Bengals, but the Steelers play the Packers. They play the Chargers. They play the Bills. They've got the Ravens, obviously, twice. They play the Lions, as we know. They end the season with the Ravens. That last game could come down to who wins the division.
All right, Green Bay and Dallas tied last Sunday. We all got a chuckle out of it because we all hate those two teams very much. But come on, man. What is the NFL doing here still having ties? This is a sport of the toughest men in the world, and this is we settle with a tie?
The tie is not satisfying. You go to a game to have a winner and a loser. I think you should start by playing a full 15 minutes in overtime so that you have a better chance that someone wins it. And if not, I hate this. I would go to the two-point conversion off before I'd leave in a tie.
I would, too, and I hate that.
Nobody likes a tie.
I don't go to the two-point conversion. I make it 15 minutes, and if you don't, then you play another 15 minutes. And maybe that second one is, since everybody's had their chance, everybody's had a couple of possessions, that second one is, hey, first one scores, wins.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Would you guys be up for eliminating field goals in OT?
Yeah. Got to go
so
for it.
You got to go for two, and you either punt or you go for it on fourth down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again, some of those cool rules I would put in the second overtime.
Okay. Finally, I had said we were going to get to the Titans. They are 0-4. They've been outscored 120-51. That's the worst in the league point differential-wise, which is minus 69. Will the Titans become the first team to go 0-17?
No. I mean, they definitely have that possibility. But, I mean, when you look at their schedule, somebody is going to have a bad day.
And
Jags.
Browns. Saints.
They play the Saints, the second to last game of the year. The Jags, the last game of the year. I mean, who knows what the 49ers are at that time. They've already been riddled with injuries. I don't think that they go 0-17.
Defense isn't terrible. You catch someone napping, and if they do fire Callahan, there may be the fired coach bump, and they steal one or two they're not supposed to. Plus, Cam Ward might look like a different quarterback in December than he looks like right now.
Yeah, but the problem is they don't have anyone to go to, because Will Levis, as much as he's not the answer, he's on season-ending IR.
Right, but John, you always say you have the right to get better.
Well, you do, and I think Cam Ward will be fine. But you know they're not going to make the switch and go to Brandon Allen.
No, I don't think that will happen or should happen.
No, he does have the opportunity to get better. The problem that they have is normally if you like the Browns, all right, bad offense, really bad offense. They're making a change at quarterback, but at least they have a really good defense. The problem with Tennessee is they're bad on both sides. Yeah. And it just snowballs once the game starts.
It's your Thursday touchdown. It's 97-1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.